Give me the latest situation on the Celtics and Marcus Smart in Sacramento. And what he signed a qualifier? What he's a restricted free agent.
He's a restricted free agent. Yeah. He has a qualifying offer on the table from the Celtics. 1 year, $6 million. Okay, that's what the qualifying offer is. It's like being offered a guy who's arbitration eligible in baseball. Okay, he has a 1 year, $6 million offer that he could take. The Celtics could also offer him a long term deal,
or they could match that offer.
Can I finish?
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Another team can offer him a long-term deal to which the Celtics can match that. So the Celtics can say, look, we will offer you a 1 year, $6 million deal. That's a qualifying offer. He can take that
right,
and then become a free agent again next offseason. The Celtics can say, Marcus, we value you. We want to sign you to a long-term deal, and they can set up whatever their own terms are, and they can do that. Or another team can come in and say, we want Marcus Smart. We are willing to offer this. And if the Celtics want Marcus Smart back, they will have to match that offer.
Yeah, but the only offer I've heard was from Sacramento with a 1 year, $6 million. Is there something I'm missing? If somebody said, we'll give you 2, 3, 4?
He does not have an offer from any of the Celtics, and are the only team that can offer the 1 year, $6 million.
Okay. Well, I thought
Sacramento has not made an offer right
now. That's what I thought Sacramento was going to be, and they were going to go ahead and match that 1 year.
Sacramento just offered, 4 years and $80 million, or 4 years, $70 million for Zach LaVine.
Right.
Chicago matched it. They're going to use that money and offer Marcus Smart.
Well, then he's gone. I thought if it was just a 1 year, $6 million, we could match it, and he was going to stay, then I thought that was a possibility. But if he can get the money from Sacramento, they're not going to match that. There's no chance in hell that they would match that type of money, depending on how much they're going to give him. And if they give him anything more than $50 million, I'm not coming up with. So I don't know what the hell's... I think he's gone then.
The Celtics have butchered this situation totally from the start. Look, whether you want Marcus Smart back or not at that money, that's a separate discussion. But for Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens to have not even called Marcus Smart... They said they called him today. They didn't have an offer. They just basically checked in on him. For a guy who Brad Stevens called the heart of the team, for a guy who Danny Ainge has been, has said publicly that he wants back, for them to not even check in with him in the offseason, that is hurtful. And Marcus Smart has a right to be hurt and disgusted by how he's been treated. Look, again, if you don't want to pay him $65 million over 4 years or whatever, then you can make that case. But to not treat a guy who's a key and central piece of your team like this, and this is two off seasons in a row, what you did to Isaiah Thomas, I mean, you might think it's good business.
Yeah.
But personally, you screwed the guy who gave everything for you. Marcus Smart has given everything for you, and you're screwing him too. For people that we give a lot of credit to, that's bad business by the Celtics.
You're not screwing anybody. You're doing good business. That's why they're able to win.
You don't owe the guy a phone call, at least.
You don't owe them squat. You know, when I'm paying you millions and millions of dollars, I'm not doing it. If I don't call you too damn bad, suck it up, get over it, buttercup. I'm giving you tons of money. That should make you feel good. Brady, tell me what we're doing next, because we got Red Sox tickets to give away.
We're giving away.